This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. There are financial benefits as well to climate-smart commodities. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Approximately 13,000 American farms participate in the Climate Smart Commodity Initiative, which covers about 8 million acres of land. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talked about the appeal of the initiative and said he expects those participation numbers to continue growing.
First of all, we're paying farmers to do what they're already doing on the farm, whether it may be no-till, it may be cover crops, it may be rotational grazing, it may be nutrient management strategies, it may be using energy-efficient fertilizer. We're paying farmers to embrace those practices in exchange for them allowing us a better understanding of the impact of those practices. And then we're creating new market opportunities where those farmers will be paid a premium for what they're growing and raising because it goes into a value-added product.
Vilsack added that both the costs and incentives of climate-smart commodities are continuing to improve.
One Wisconsin producer today who's essentially selling some of what he grows on his farm to DeLong, that in turn is providing it to the distillery. So it's an opportunity for that farmer to essentially benefit from that climate-smart commodity project. Another example, not in Wisconsin, but one that we've seen recently, rice producers in Arkansas and Louisiana receiving a premium for rice that's being produced by significantly reducing the level of methane and water used in producing that rice crop, getting a premium from the Columbia Brand Company that is purchasing the first 50 million pounds of that rice being produced under a CSA contract. We're beginning to see both reducing the cost of climate smart practices and beginning to see the market incentives develop.
For more information, visit USDA.gov. You can find this story and more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.